The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary, and all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important. It's a real estate revolution with the latest revolution. You get fun and the facts, you will keep coming back. It's time to live the life you choose. And now it's time for a power hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a real estate revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera, the Riva regulars, special guests, and your call-in comments. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Revolution, revolution, revolution.
Hello, America and the world. This is Vinnie Romano, live from New York on the Real Estate Revolution. We broadcast from 6 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday on WRCR AM 1700 and worldwide on WRCR.com. We're going to have a great guest today, and Victoria will get to that in just a moment. And you can watch us streaming live on Periscope TV / The RE Revolution or on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/ Victoria Riva. And we're sponsored by Better Qualified and Annie Mac Mortgage. So now it's time for the Real Estate Revolution. And Riva herself, how you doing, Victoria?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I'm Victoria Riva De Nera, your host, and I'm here tonight with my co-host, Scott Forcino. Scott, how you doing tonight?
I'm great.
Loving this weather?
I'm loving summer's here, it feels like, for the first time. The heat is off in the house, in the car, and we're at a ballpark, so I'm happy.
Nice, nice. You made me a little nervous. You were a little late here today.
First time we got some traffic on that old Tappan Zee.
Yeah. Well, we're glad that you're here. We will have our other co-host, Phil Ferranda, joining us later on in the show. The Real Estate Revolution was started about a year ago to bring a revolution to our industry. A revolution is when people band together for positive change, and every week we bring people in our industry together right here on the Real Estate Revolution who can bring real value to our listeners for the greater good of our industry. And tonight, we have a very special guest. Right here on the Real Estate Revolution, we talk about the real deal versus fakers all the time. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we want to know who's authentic, who's capable, and who's interested.
And who's interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we definitely want to make sure that they're capable, though. That's for sure. When I say fakers, I don't mean, you know, people that are just starting out. I mean those who have sold a few houses, you know, and then they found that it was a little bit difficult, and now they've become coaches and trainers instead, and they say, do as I say, not as I do. That's the real fakers that we're talking about, that we stand against, right?
Yeah, we want people who are able to give their value to clients and who are local influencers for the greater good of the real estate, of their real estate markets.
Absolutely. You know, the real estate business definitely isn't easy. I know you know that. I know Phil knows that. You know, to qualify as a guest on the show, there has to be some proven results as a prerequisite. But tonight, we have a very special guest. Vinny, who's our guest tonight?
Well, Victoria, tonight our guest is Craig Proctor. Craig Proctor is the founder and CEO of Craig Proctor Coaching, an international real estate success coaching organization. You know, while Craig Proctor's success in real estate is deservedly earned, his worldwide attention was even more impressive than the number of homes he sold. He sold 20 plus in his 20 plus year career. I'm so sorry. Is the fact that over 30,000 agents worldwide are now using his systems to attain success in their own careers. At the age of 25, Victoria, Proctor was making $14,000 a year with absolutely no real estate or business background. And here's the incredible part. A year later, he'd closed 55 residential transactions, and 2 years after that, still under the age of 30, he was named the number one REMAX agent worldwide by closing more than 200 100 properties. Craig was the youngest RE/MAX agent ever to be number one worldwide for the company and has subsequently won every possible RE/MAX award, including the On the Shoulders of Giants Award in 2009. For 15 years straight, Proctor consistently sold over 500 homes a year for an annual GCI, that's gross commission or closed income, of almost $4 million. And his success has been profiled on numerous national television and shows and in newspapers across the country and in Canada. So today we have him with us, Craig Proctor. Are you with us, Craig?
Hello, hello.
Hey, Craig. Thank you so much for being on our show tonight. I really, really appreciate it. I definitely appreciate our friendship as well and all that you do for everyone in our industry.
Well, thank you. My pleasure being here.
Thank you. So we have limited time, and I know our listeners really want to hear as much as they can from you to really just soak up all of your knowledge. So I have a question for you. As per the National Association of Realtors, there's about 1 million agents just in the U.S. alone. That's not including Canada. And so many agents are struggling with making a living. First question that I have for you is I want to know why you think that is. And then secondly, I want to know how this affects the consumer and how does a consumer choose the right agent to represent them?
All right. Well, let's deal with the first part of this question. Why do so many real estate agents fail? Why is it that 80% of realtors do not make it to their fifth anniversary? Well, I believe there are many skilled agents that are forced out of the business because they just don't have a system to get in front of ready-to-act buyers and sellers. And, you know, even the best salesperson in the world will starve to death if they don't have somebody to sell to. So I think it's a marketing problem. I think people get into this business. They're trained in real estate school on what to do when they get a buyer or seller. But unfortunately, there's very little training on how to actually get a buyer or seller prospect. So that answers the first question. It's a marketing problem. You know, you just really have to understand that you're a marketer first and a real estate agent second.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You agree with that, Scott?
Sure. I mean, there are many successful agents that are fantastic at marketing and less fantastic at actually handling the clients.
Right, but it's very difficult for them to even get the client in the first place, is what he's saying. And I do agree with that. They don't know how to market.
Well, if we look back at my history, you know, as Vinny was reading my introduction, what you heard there was I had no real estate experience at all. Got into real estate only because I dropped out of college, dropped out of university, and my father was a real estate agent, had been for about 20 years, so kind of got into it by default. In fact, when I told my dad I was wanting to get into real estate, he discouraged me, which surprised me because I knew he wanted to get me out of the house. I was living in his basement.
But, oh, like a millennial. Like you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't
get me out of the house. So I was a little surprised that my dad would discourage me from getting into real estate. But you see, my dad was well aware of this high failure rate that we're talking about, and he just wanted to protect me. But, you know, I did the opposite of what he told me to do, got into it anyway. And he was right. Like, I realized a year into it, selling real estate, doing it the traditional way, is very difficult. So here I am at the end of my first year in this business, and I'm thinking, you know, did I do the right thing? And that was something I had to figure out, is how am I going to differentiate myself from all the gazillions of other real estate agents that are out there that had more experience than me? And if you look at 3 years later, I had a major transformation. I basically go from being as dumb as a pile of rocks to becoming the top agent for RE/MAX in the world you know, how did that happen in 3 years while I was still in my 20s? It wasn't, you know, it certainly wasn't that I had magically become the most experienced agent overnight. There were, I'm sure, thousands of other RE/MAX agents that were more skilled and had more experience, but I figured out the most important piece of the puzzle, which was the marketing piece of it. I figured out how to get buyers and sellers to contact me. And as soon as I figured out how to do that, then all my problems in real estate sort of evaporated, and I became very successful almost overnight.
Okay, so before we go into how you did that, the second part of my question was, how does this affect the consumer in choosing the right agent? I mean, you obviously have done a tremendous job in bringing your real estate business to the next level and really showing, you know, who you are. But consumers don't know that. How did the consumer know that they should hire you versus another real estate agent that maybe wasn't going to make it in the first 5 years?
Yeah, good question. I started to promote how I was different from other realtors, which is different than the way most agents advertise. Most agents, when they think of promoting themselves, they'd have a glamour shot of themselves, and they'd talk about the fact that they work hard and they're experienced and they're honest, which everybody says. And what we're led to believe when we get into real estate is that if we get our name out there and we create this awareness, that clients will come. But we know that's not true. Anybody in real estate knows that you've had friends and family people that know you quite well, they know who you are, but they decided to list their home or buy a property with another agent. So advertising, I learned very early that advertising was more than just creating an awareness. So what I had to do was not only create an awareness, but I had to convince buyers and sellers that I had something unique. I had to promote what made me different or better than the other realtors. And one of the easiest ways to do that was to set myself apart by being accountable. Because it is true that most agents run around saying, you know, I'm going to do a great job for you. I work hard. I'll get you the highest price for your home, or I'll negotiate the lowest price if you're a buyer. I've got integrity. I'm a good person. When everyone's running around saying the same old thing, the easiest way to set yourself apart from all of that is, I found, to simply be accountable.
Yeah, that's definitely a very, very good point. Accountability is where it's at.
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean, returning calls, or does that mean holding yourself responsible for the results?
Well, I gave my sellers something I called my 6 satisfaction guarantees. And the way I looked at it is that I could guarantee, I felt comfortable guaranteeing things that I knew I was going to do anyway, but because I was advertising, promoting these guarantees to the seller, and my competitors were not, it really, you know, made me stand out and separated me from them. I'll give you a couple examples here. One was a communication guarantee. You know, one of the biggest complaints about real estate agents is, you know, they list your home and then you don't hear from
them. That's the number one complaint.
Right. So I guaranteed, if I was to list your home, Victoria, I would give you a written guarantee that I'm going to follow up with you weekly and return any inquiries that you make of me within 24 hours. So I think most real estate agents, if you're listening to me right now, you think, well, I could do that. You know, I would call my seller weekly, or I would return a call from my seller within 24 hours. So it's a pretty safe promise for me to make. But then I go on with this promise, and I say, now, if I fail to call you at least weekly and give you a report on the number of showings on your property and what we're doing to market and advertise your home, or I fail to return your phone call within 24 hours, I'll deduct $200 from my commission when your home is sold, for any time that happens. Now,
okay. So now at this point, the homeowner feels a little bit more secure. They don't feel like it's such a risk to go with you because what you're saying, you're really backing up.
Well, yeah, they might have even interviewed another realtor that said, well, I'm going to call you every week as well, but now there's a consequence. You know, there's money coming out of my wallet to the seller. Another big complaint that consumers have about real estate agents is they'll quote a price that's much higher than what the home's actually going to sell for. Victoria, you know, in our business we call buying it the listing. Mm-hmm. Buying the listing. So yep. I came up with what I call my reality-based selling price guarantee. And the guarantee worked this way. For every $5,000 we sell your home for below the price, the list price I recommend, I'll pay the seller $500.
Wow.
So in other words, when we give you a price, we're going to sell your home within $5,000 of that recommended list price, or there's going to be a penalty. I'll deduct $500 off my commission. And then that leads right into what I call my reality-based guarantee, which is if you take my recommendation on the asking price, I guarantee to the seller that I'm going to be able to present an offer on their home within 29 days, or I'll deduct $100 off my commission for each week after that 29 days.
Wow. Craig, these are great ideas. We have to go to break. Are you going to stick with us for just a few more minutes, please?
I will do.
Excellent. This is the Real Estate Revolution coming to you live from New York. You can call in with questions for Craig at 845-362-0013. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage, they will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO Pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
It's time for the revolution. The real estate solution. We saw
Yes, we're back with the Real Estate Revolution live from New York. You can call in at 845-362-0013. We're here with Craig Proctor. And Craig, did you know that Canada and New York are the same, except that we're a little bit reversed from you? Did you know that?
Tell me how.
Well, because in Canada, they say, going to the store, eh? And in New York, we say, hey, you going to the store? Anyway, that's my joke for the day. Here's Victoria Rivadeneira back with the Real Estate Revolution.
All right, Vinny, thank you for that. Craig, I know you were talking about your guarantees. You were up to number four. I think I'm not sure if you wanted to continue with that.
Well, there's some other things that we can talk about and how I set myself apart. There's other I call these unique selling propositions. And what we talked about before the break were performance guarantees, where I say to the buyer and seller, you know, here's my promise to you. There's going to be a consequence. If I don't perform, as promised, there's going to be a penalty, which really help set me apart from everybody else that just talks about promises, but there is no consequence when they don't keep them. You know, for most real estate agents, here's how it works. I list your home for sale, and at the end of the listing, if it doesn't sell, that's it. It expires. And
some of them don't even come and pick up their sign.
Yeah, the real estate agent isn't held accountable at all. So that was one of the very simple techniques that I used. I just really believed that if I could set myself apart from all that noise by simply being accountable. The other thing that I focused on was I thought, well, what unique services can I offer buyers and sellers? You know, every real estate agent seems to run around and they do the same things, they say the same things, but what could I come up with that was unique? And I'll give you a quick example. Very early in my career, I was told to go out and do open houses, so I would do that every Saturday and Sunday. And one of the things that I noticed is if I had a buyer come in at the beginning of my open house and they kind of liked the property and, you know, they leave, and then a couple hours later I have a second couple come into the property and they also seem to like the house. If I say to the second couple, hey, if you like this home, you know, you better act on it because somebody came into the open house earlier who they were also interested. You know, the second buyer kind of looks at you like, okay, sure, you know, you're a salesperson.
Right.
So I got this
idea. You're just putting pressure on me.
Yeah. You know, you're just, of course, that sounds like a line from a salesperson. You know, you better act now because somebody else is interested.
Exactly.
So here's what I decided to do. What I did is I opened six of my listings, and I opened each of them for 10 minutes, and I created what I call the Sunday tour of homes. What I found is when I opened six properties, I got six times as many buyers coming out. But on purpose, I had each home open for a specific 10-minute window.
So what you were doing is you were creating a sense of urgency.
That's amazing.
Correct. I'm forcing all the buyers to come to the property at exactly the same time, creating competition, or what I refer to as the auction effect. So, you know, you can imagine how easy my job is. Now, I show up, I open the door, and there might be 5 or 10 or 15 buyers all at the seller's home at exactly the same time. I would even encourage my seller to be present because I wanted to show off my marketing savvy. But you can imagine, Victoria, if you were a buyer that was interested in that property and you see 5 or 10 other buyers that also seem to be interested, it does create this competition. It creates urgency. So psychologically, it had a very powerful effect on the buyers.
Absolutely. And you could take a step back and say, hey, I didn't do any of this. This, you guys did it.
Yeah, it was fantastic because I was able to, you know, pacify six of my sellers, open six houses. Remember, each house is only open for 10 minutes, and then each house was 15 minutes apart because in my small town, I can be from one side of town to the other side of town in 15 minutes. So I had this little tour, these homes, six homes spread out throughout the town. I did this every Sunday, and it worked quite well for me because I met a lot of buyers and made a lot of my sellers happy, and that's just an example of taking an old concept. You know, open houses have been around for 100 years, and I just took that old-fashioned open house and made a small twist, a small change to it.
A little tweak, and it changed everything. And the most important thing here is that you took control of the situation and you had the trust of the homeowner. I see all too often where an agent will list a house and then they look to the seller to give them direction, and we can't do that. We have to be in control of what we're doing, and they need to trust you as the professional, and you absolutely do that.
Well, it was kind of nice during my listing presentation to be able to talk about a unique service, something different than I was going to do versus the other couple of realtors that I might have been talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing that I did to set myself apart from the other agents is I started to compare my statistics versus the MLS average. You know, one of the big benefits we have of being real estate agents is every transaction is very, you know, carefully monitored on the multiple listing service, every listing, every sale. And what I realized when I did a little bit of research is because I was honest with my sellers, I didn't tell them a highly inflated price just to get the business. I gave them a realistic price. Their home would sell very close to the price I gave them, and it would sell in a shorter period of time. So one of the things I was able to advertise and promote was that my list-to-sales ratio, that means the percentage of asking price I was able to get my sellers, was superior to the real estate board average. And the days on the market were shorter. So, Victoria, if you were to list your home with me and I could demonstrate that on average, I can sell your home for 2% more and I can sell it in half the time, that's pretty appealing to sellers.
That's extremely appealing. And it definitely sets you apart.
Correct. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the big epiphany I had when it came to real estate marketing. I started by making the same mistake that almost everybody makes when they get into real estate. And the big mistake we make when we get into, I guess, any business is we look around at what everyone else in that business is doing, believing it is the thing to do. So we get in, we look at what all the other real estate agents are doing, and we copy it. And then at the end of the year, we wonder why we're getting the same poor results.
Exactly.
Well, I made that mistake.
You're
as
following
well.
The whole crowd like sheep. Yep.
Exactly. So here I am watching, when I get into the business, watching everybody knocking on doors and making cold calls and chasing expired listings and for sale by owners. And even the way I advertise my properties, I would run a property ad that pretty much looked like everyone else's property ad. And I talked about, the new dishwasher and the closet organizers and the new roof. And I didn't really understand how to write a property ad, didn't understand marketing at all. One of the things that I quickly stumbled onto was a special type of marketing called direct response marketing, where, as the name would suggest, you're going to offer something that buyers and sellers really want, and you're going to get an immediate direct response, and you could measure and test all the different ads and where you ran the ads. So that was huge for me, because now I was able to stop wasting money on ineffective marketing and instead understand the return on investment, the ROI, for every penny I was spending. So that really helped me out.
Craig, what's an example of that direct response? What would be the call to action?
Okay, let me give you a quick example. I would run an ad in my first year of the business. I would run an ad that might say, the name of my hometown, and it might say 2-bedroom home, corner lot, in-ground pool, closet organizers, new dishwasher, garage door opener, call Craig Proctor, the real estate agent. Now, a lot of people would look at that and they say, well, what's wrong with that? That's normal. We have to understand that buyers eliminate properties. The number of homes for sale in most marketplaces is unmanageable for the buyer. So you can imagine a buyer, either online or if they're looking through the local newspaper, there's all these homes for sale, and they're trying to pare down the list. They're using what I call the process of elimination. So you can imagine they've got their pen, and they're going through the classified ads, too big, too small, wrong location, or whatever. The idea here is to try to write ads that the buyers can't eliminate. I thought if the buyer can't eliminate the ad, well, then they'd have to respond. So the ad that I just mentioned, the 2-bedroom home on the corner lot with the in-ground pool, is very easy for a buyer to eliminate. You can imagine husband and wife looking at this ad, and they think, well, 2-bedroom.
I don't want to be on a corner lot. I don't want that, right.
Yeah, 2-bedroom, a house is too small for me. And then look at these other things. I mean, closet organizer, really, is husband going to say to wife, oh, my God, we better call this Proctor guy because he's got the listing with the closet organizer. That's not how people buy homes.
Exactly.
So what I did is I started to play around with this notion of, well, how could I write an ad that buyers couldn't eliminate? So I take the area of the name of my town, okay, so you fill in the blank, name of your area that you want to target, any neighborhood, any town in the country. And then I said, it could be, New York, okay, New York City. It could be any neighborhood. It could be Glenway Estates. Beautiful homes, okay, quiet streets, great neighborhoods, free list of all area homes for sale, visit my website. And it would have the name of the community in the website. So it might say, you know, glenwayestatehomeless.com. Now, what buyers liked about this is, first of all, they didn't have to talk to a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, that's a big deal right there.
That is pre-Zillow. And, you know, it's funny because that's with all shopping. When I go into a department store, someone will come up to me and say, hey, you know, can I help you? And what do I say? No, I'm just looking. And then when I find something, that's when I look for the salesperson. It's no different in buying a house. I don't want to talk to a real estate agent. Right. And I like what you said, Craig, because you target the community at this point, and people buy into a community. They buy a lifestyle.
Well, you know, it's funny this what you're talking about going into a retail store. I think we can all relate to this, and we see the salesperson approaching us. We already know what the salesperson's going to say, but we also have well rehearsed what we're going to say.
That's
I'll respond
exactly
to that.
Right.
So a couple weeks ago, I'm in Home Depot, and you know they've got the greeter guy at the door, and you know, can I help you? And no, thank you. I'm just looking. Now I spend 20 minutes going up and down the aisles at Home Depot looking for this one little bolt, this one little thing I'm looking for here. Why is it that we'll even say no, thank you, I'm just looking,
even when we need help,
and then you're looking
where we'd
for
actually like
you
some
really
help.
Need help and you find
that's exactly right. I know exactly what I'm looking for, but I already told them no. I'm just looking, and then I'm running through exactly what you just said. We have to go to break, Craig. Hold that thought. We will be right back to you.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
It's time for the revolution. The real estate solution. We saw
Welcome back to the Real Estate Revolution live on WRCR AM 1700 and simulcast worldwide on WRCR AM or RCR.com. Now here's Victoria.
Craig, I have to tell you, I don't know if you're watching this on the live video stream, but I have Scott Forsino, my co-host, and Phil Ferranda, our other co-host, who is here literally biting his hand because he's dying to talk to you, and they have so many questions for you. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to turn it over to them and just have them ask you what they're dying to ask you.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, then, you know, I think I'll go first.
Okay.
First of all, two observations, Craig. First of all, I am a customer of yours from a long time ago, and I did a lot of the direct response stuff when I first started my firm, and we've morphed it over to the social media world using many of the same precepts. So, you know, thank you, and I think I'm an example of, yeah, the stuff works. And I think secondly, perhaps more importantly, you're calling from a foreign country and your English is perfect.
That's very funny.
I heard about, though, differently.
That is very
process.
Funny.
Okay, so one question.
Notice he didn't laugh.
I haven't used A.
Yeah, no, yeah, you haven't, but you can around me.
The
I just
money
want you to
is
know
clear.
That.
You can see through.
So here's the question. With everything that is available to consumers now, sometimes the question comes up of whether or not they need a realtor at all to assist them. Do you feel that the fat lady's singing for real estate agents, or do you think that that we're still still relevant?
I think we're still relevant. I think we're going to always be relevant because what we're talking about is the purchase or sale, usually of someone's largest asset. You know, it's one of, if not the biggest transaction most people do in their lives. So just because a lot of information's on the internet, it actually, what millennials want is they want somebody to interpret that information and to guide them through what sometimes can be a very complicated process.
Exactly.
Yes, we had a whole show on that last week.
And the idea that it is the largest financial event of your life, I believe I have stolen from you several thousand times in my career.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we're in any danger of that. In fact, I had Dave Liniger, the founder of REMAX, speak at one of my conferences about a month ago in Anaheim, California, and he was talking about that. He says, yeah, we're in no danger of becoming extinct. In fact, millennials have surveyed, you know, expressed the value that they see in being represented and working with a real estate agent.
Very much so.
I think the data supports that.
Yes, absolutely. NAR said that the millennials, they do believe in home ownership. They do believe in hiring a real estate agent. They do not think that we have to provide them with the home. They will go on the internet. They will find it. They will do all that research. They really want us for the skill that we bring to the table.
Correct. Our role has changed. Instead of just becoming being information providers, the information there, it's online. In fact, there's so much information. Really, we find that the prospects want us to and clients want us to help decipher that information. But it's the skill that goes into this transaction after the buyer determines which home they want to buy. And help guiding them through that process to narrow down, you know, all these properties that are available, finding that perfect home and negotiating all the terms on behalf of the buyer and doing the same for the seller.
Craig, from your point, this is Scott Forcino. Once either a millennial or a seasoned home buyer looks online and finds a house or a series of homes they'd like to see, would you speak to the point about the need for signing an exclusivity agreement when why that is appropriate given the circumstances?
Okay, yes, listing agreements have been around since the beginning of real estate, so I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that aren't in real estate. When you hire an agent or work with an agent on the sale of your property, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody, any real estate agent in New York State that would do much for you as a seller without a listing contract in place. You know, if... could you imagine, Victoria, if a seller called up a real estate agent and they said, you know, I look, hey, I'm not big into commitment. I'm not a commitment person, but I'd like you to advertise my house every day and promote it to buyers and show my property and open house it on the weekend and
I'm not
negotiate
sign
an
anything.
Offer.
Yep.
Right, but I don't want to sign anything. There's no real estate agent would do that.
No.
Okay, now the real estate agent has to convince the seller to pay them, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or more in return for their services. So why is it that many real estate agents have such a difficult time convincing a buyer to pay them nothing? I mean, that's really the question. And it comes down to old paradigms. So there's no real estate agent in New York State that would do much for a seller without a listing contract in place. Why is it that the same real estate agent has such a difficult time getting their head around asking the buyer for the same kind of commitment, especially when the buyer isn't paying anything? You're basically asking the buyer for no money. All you're asking for is their loyalty.
And I say, Craig, loyalty is a personal trait. This is really speaking to the New York contract. Liability, that means they would owe you money damages or a certain sum if they were to cheat on you. And
True, but we, as a real estate agent, I would want to know that up front.
Sure.
What I teach real estate agents is if you, here's the truth, you can't make a buyer meet with you. You can only compel them to want to meet with you. And you can't make a buyer sign a buyer agent sign any contract. You have to compel the buyer to want to. We know that every buyer, with a few exceptions, meets a real estate agent, works with a real estate agent before they buy a property. There's a few exceptions. They buy new construction, they buy for sale by owner, but the vast majority of buyers, eventually they meet with a real estate agent. So we teach real estate agents, you know, you really need to understand what it is that buyers and sellers really want. You can't make anybody do anything. You've got to use the right language, the right benefits to compel buyers to want to meet with you and get the buyer to understand the benefit of meeting with you and being represented. I think, you know, when we talk about a real estate agent wanting to meet with a buyer rather than just running them around, showing them houses here and there, not only is meeting with the real estate agent good for the real estate agent, but that meeting is also good for the buyer.
It's very beneficial for the buyer. I say that all the time. And, you know, I just want to go back a little bit because you said, you know, we are conditioned to go in and list a house with a contract, and we wouldn't do it any other way. And Scott leaned into me, and what you didn't hear is he said, well, we have to do it that way. And I said, you don't have to. You know, there is something called an open listing, and I've been selling real estate for 25 years. So when I first started, there were many sellers that said, I don't really want to sign anything. Can you just take an open listing? But we knew better not to do that. So you don't have to. But if you want to put it into the MLS, it does have to be, it has to be a signed written contract, you know, and then we share our stuff. We've learned how to do that. And it's just a mindset shift that we need to do now with the buyers. And you're exactly on point when you say it's not just good for the agent, it is good for the buyer. The buyer needs to have that structure. They need to have that trust. They need to know exactly what the expectations are. And it makes for a much easier transaction. I know you agree with that, right?
Well, you know, people will take time off work to go get their teeth cleaned. So if you're, you know, it seems to me that if you're buying a home, this is probably the biggest thing you're going to buy. Why not sit down and meet with a real estate agent at the onset to make sure that real estate agent's a good fit? Okay, you might want to interview a couple, but then commit to that agent, and that agent will commit to you, and they're going to represent you. Because if the buyer, if the agent's not representing you, the buyer, they're representing the seller.
That's right.
And the closing always will take place during business hours, so why not that consultation?
Yeah, it's just old paradigms. You know, the listing agreements have been around since the beginning of real estate. Buyer agents fairly new. But we see more and more agents understanding the value of having a consultation at the onset with a buyer versus just running around and showing them properties all over the place. It's good for the agent. It's good for the buyer. And then having a conversation about representation. And if you you commit to me with not your money, but just with your loyalty, here's what I can do for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, the problem is the agents that we know will say, well, I'll just go down the street, and they know they can. There's been a term, I know Phil knows, that's called a Pop-Tart agent, that people are willing to just jump up and out of the toaster and jump and show any property anytime.
And meet them in the CVS parking lot. I mean, we talked about
that
on one of the shows.
That's the safety issue, too. I mean, that's the issue where, at the very least, this exclusive agency agreement will occur during a buyer consultation, and that's where, for safety reasons, I know Phil as a broker owner would agree, that's where someone, could be a man or a woman, would prefer to meet the proposed buyer in a safe environment and find out if they have income, assets, or any credit.
And it's more professional. You want to meet in the office. You want to get to know who you're dealing with. And just like Craig said, it works both ways. Maybe the buyer doesn't want to work with you, or maybe you don't want to work with the buyer.
Yep, absolutely. Now, this whole idea that, well, if I ask the buyer for a commitment, the buyer might just call, you know, another real estate agent and have that agent show the property. Yes, if you can't communicate to the buyer your unique benefits. What's in it for them? I call it, you know, talk about radio stations, WIFM. What's in it for me? Every buyer and seller is asking that question. So here's an example of what I would say to you if you were meeting with me. I would say, well, first of all, I'm going to guarantee my performance. I'm going to guarantee to save you X amount, let's say $5,000, off the asking price of any home you purchase using my services. I fail to do that, I'll deduct $1,000 off my commission. So there's a performance guarantee right there. Then what I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you what we call an unconditional cancellation guarantee. If I don't, you know, I can't be one of these real estate agents that sounds good today to get your business, but then I don't follow through. I have to be good every day to keep your business. I'm going to give you an unconditional cancellation guarantee that if you're unhappy with me for any reason at all, you can cancel this agreement, and you can work with any other real estate agent. Now, if they still won't commit to me after that, it probably tells me, you know, I don't want to spend too much time with this buyer because they just don't want to be loyal.
But, Craig, my question is, that works for you as a RE/MAX agent. That would work for Phil, who controls his office. But regular Sally, the realtor in a
ABC Realty,
they don't have that ability to commit without their broker's approval to those kind of, I think, very, very...
Why would a broker not approve that?
I
would imagine that a broker would embrace that and encourage that.
I think if an agent's bringing in a few listings a week, they could stand on their head, spit nickels, and the broker would let them do that. Lord knows the brokers stand for shenanigans, so why wouldn't they stand for accountability?
Well, I look at it this way. Let's say that I ran an ad, and I guaranteed sellers that I'll save them at least $5,000 off of any home they purchase using my services, or I'll deduct $1,000 off my commission. And Victoria has, you know, her Uncle Joe is a real estate agent. But she's, you know, she's compelled, curious by this ad that I run. And she calls me, and I explain to Victoria how it works. And Victoria comes in, and she wants to work with me. And I sign her up to an exclusive buyer agency agreement. And I take Victoria out, and I only am able to save her $4,000 off the home she purchases. So I've got to deduct $1,000 off my commission. But now I've made a $20,000 commission, so I've got to give Victoria $1,000. Am I up $19,000, or am I down $1,000? So this is something unique. And believe me, guaranteeing that you're going to stand behind your promises is unique in most professions, and real estate is no different. So it's just served me so well to give these promises in writing and stand behind them. And there was always a consequence if I didn't perform as promised. It helped me attract clients that I never would have attracted, and when they were interviewing other agents, I was able to demonstrate how I was a little bit different or better than my competitors. Because you're right, if you're not able to do that, what they say is, you know what, I'll just call the next agent.
That's
you're
right.
Viewed as a commodity, and that's not the way you want to run any business, you know.
No, you need to be in control of your business at all times.
Absolutely. Most real estate agents, it's kind of like this. Victoria, on your way home tonight from the radio station, you realize you need some milk. And there's a variety store on one side of the street. There's another variety store on the other side. To go to one variety store, you got to cross traffic. You know you're going to have trouble getting out of your lot. One variety store is the same as the next. Who cares? You know, you don't want to be that kind of commodity in any business that you operate in. So that would be my advice for anybody in any business, including real estate, is there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of real estate agents out there. You need to really focus on what is it the buyers and sellers want. And you want to make it easy and non-threatening for them to get it. That was the marketing secret that I stumbled onto, is offering buyers and sellers something they really, really wanted and making it easy and non-threatening for them to get that information.
And that is priceless. You know, Craig, we can talk to you for 1,000 hours, and we just want to hear everything that you have to offer. But we are out of time, and I know that you teach this. How does someone reach you if they're a real estate agent? And I know a lot of real estate agents are listening to this. I know that you're doing a tremendous amount of coaching, which is phenomenal. And buyers and sellers need those agents that can differentiate themselves. So how do we reach you, Craig?
Okay. I would invite everyone in real estate who's listening to this, and you're compelled by this conversation, to visit my website. It's myname.com, craigproctor.com. That's O-R at the end of Proctor, not E-R, craigproctor.com. And you'll see a tab that says events. And if you like the time that we spent here today, you can spend 3 days with me at one of my upcoming super conferences. I've got one in a couple weeks. It's June 27th, 28th, and 29th in Orlando, Florida. I've got one in Toronto in August. I've got one in California in October. But if you like this, come and spend 3 days with me and the top agents from all over the country as we work on your business and help you do everything that we've talked about here today, talk to you about how to differentiate yourself from other real estate agents and really build a business based on strong marketing, so buyers and sellers clearly know why you're different and better, and they will seek you out.
That's fantastic. I know many, many people. I know I've sent you lots of people that have gone to your super conference, and I only hear wonderful, wonderful things. I value everything that you have to say. I also value our friendship very much. Craig, again, thank you very much for being a part of the Real Estate Revolution tonight on New York's AM 1700 WRCR. I want to go to Phil. Phil, how do we reach you?
jphillip.com.
Thank you, Phil. Scott, how do we reach you?
S. Forcino at exitrealtygroup.com. But before I go, I want to congratulate Victoria on her new book, Amazon, not yet bestseller, but will be, Building a Real Estate Revolution, Building a Business from a Foundation of Love. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice.
Ordered my copy.
Yeah? All right. Thanks.
Autograph copy.
Yes, I will. Everyone here will get an autograph
copy. Victoria will autograph
my Kindle. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. And I can be reached at, I have a new website now, which is www.therevolution. And of course, it's still Victoria, R-I-V-A, which will get forwarded over to that. Thank you again. We are here every Wednesday at 6 p.m., and we will be here again next week. Thanks for listening.
Like it or not.
Thanks for joining in the revolution. Now you have the real estate solution. Every Wednesday night at 6, it's a program you should pick. Join us for the revolution.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Revolution with your host, Victoria Rivadeneira. We're live from New York every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. for everything real estate, right here on WRCR AM 1700 on air and simulcast on the web at WRCR.com. And we're streaming live on Periscope, Facebook, Meerkat, and YouTube. So come back every week for the Real Estate Revolution.
AM 1700 WRCR, AM 1700 WRCR HD, Ramapo.